Welcome to the August 3rd, 2014 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Joining me, Tom Palmer, the lead plaintiff in the case bearing his name, Palmer versus D.C. Also, New York Times best-selling author, filmmaker, scholar, two of the highest grossing documentaries of all time, 2016, Obama's America, and still in theaters, America, Imagine a World Without Her. Dinesh D'Souza joins me. Enjoy this incredible broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio. Coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Too much fun. Great program today. Fantastic program today, Houston. Boy, I'll tell you what, you've got something special coming up. I can promise you that. KVNT, 1020 AM, 92.5 FM. Welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you joining me today. Fantastic radio, particularly if you're a first-time Armed American Radio listener. Real treat. Tom Palmer, lead plaintiff of the case that bears his name, Palmer versus D.C., joined us for a little bit, and just a living, breathing American patriot. I don't know what else to tell you. But these are people who it's in their blood. They feel it. They have to make a change. And they doggedly pursue it for the remainder of their lives. And they refuse to give up. And as a result, you, and I have a right to bear arms in this country. Because as you heard after Tom Palmer, when I spoke with Dinesh D'Souza, author and filmmaker, there's people out there that don't like our freedoms. They come from a different background. One of them occupies the White House. They see this country and they see the world in a completely different way. And as this president, this current sitting president, has proven time after time after time, particularly after Newtown in December of 2012, your Second Amendment rights are not his top priority. Unfortunately, we lost Dinesh in that last segment. I really wanted to ask him a question, but we'll pose that question to my guest now, David Kodria, who joins me, and I know was listening to the interview with Dinesh D'Souza. You'll hear that soon, Houston, coming up. Great stuff. David, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend?
It's always great to be back.
It was a good interview with Dinesh.
It was a wonderful interview, and it was a terrific movie. I went with my wife on Saturday morning, and we saw it at the matinee showing. It stopped playing at the local theater, so we actually had to drive down all the way down to Canton in order to find a theater that had it, and we caught it on the last day. But it was just a terrific movie. It was nothing at all like the left-wing U.S. News and World Report and Salon want to paint it, using actually Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. They used the Rule 5, the ridicule technique, to try to put it down, and they absolutely failed doing so.
Yeah, you wrote a great piece. Let's get this out here today. On today's program, and I really appreciate that. I can't thank you enough for that. But where can people find your piece, your Examiner piece? DavidKodria.com, is it up there?
Yeah, that gets people to it, sure.
Okay, and what you did was you talked a little bit about seeing the movie and what it meant to you. And exactly, you just expanded a little bit on what you just told us here, that it wasn't like what they tell you. And of course it's not. Listen, you can take that to the bank. When they tell you to turn left, make a right. Don't even question it.
Yeah, and
leaves are green, not blue. Okay.
Yeah, I see where now new criticism is being leveled at Common Core school standards, because this is exactly what they're doing. They are rewriting the history books, so they're rewriting the collective memory and the collective knowledge. And of course, we know the old saying: history is written by the victors. We can't let these people be the victors, people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating. When you have a gentleman like Dinesh who can articulate the, let's just say he puts it in its proper place. He brings history back to America. He brings you back the truth from the garbage and the lies that you've been fed from the liberal left-wing media, yeah. from what you just said, David, from Salon and so forth. He's number one on New York Times bestseller list with his book, America, for a reason.
Yeah, and one of the great lies that they tell is that somehow or other he is an apologist for the past sins of our development as a nation and as a people, and he does not do that whatsoever. He gives stark examples of the brutality and the injustices that did happen in our past, but I think that the thing that people don't seem to realize is that, for instance, let's take slavery. Mm-hmm. Slavery has existed for all of human history.
Yep, right.
It was not until the United States came along
and
with
ended it.
A Constitution with a Bill of Rights that allowed it to be ended within under 100 years from when the Constitution was, you know, finally ratified and made into effect. The first time in all of history in this land with a Constitution and a Bill of Rights to make certain that slavery is, you know, still going on in much of the world, in much of the Arabian world, much of the African world.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you take a look at how much of our income they take and what we have no say in with control of ourselves and our property, I guess one could argue that slavery still exists in this country now, too.
Well, they've taken that idea and have applied it politically is what they've done. And that's what the whole progressive movement is all about. Make you feel guilty for our past. We try to wipe out our past and make it seem like that we're going to make this utopia. And that's what's going on.
And they've been very successful as they've infiltrated Absolutely. American universities as they continue to infiltrate. And quite frankly, it's a breath of fresh air to see some of the infiltration being stopped at the grade school level. And so forth. But they have been, in large part, very, very successful. And their message, their lie, is getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear someone like Dinesh D'Souza so able to articulate the truth.
But this, Mark, is, I guess, one of my major observations about this is when I took a look at the audience, they were basically people our age and older. And not as young as Shanto, but, you know, what are you going to do?
But thank you.
the exact people who need to hear this message most, the people who've had what Rush Limbaugh calls the young skulls full of mush,
right.
that have had this stuff indoctrinated into them with revisionist history, they're the ones that need to have their eyes open with it. Because, you know, we've been students of history. We remember a time before this type of manipulation took place.
Sure.
And so, you know, but if you take a look at your average high school graduate right now, this is the type of thing that is vital for them to hear, particularly now that they're going to be going into a college situation where the quote-unquote progressives mm-hmm. are going to have these kids and indoctrinate them even further.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
There are some other disturbing things. I would encourage you to read and start with The Roots of Obama's Rage and graduate to the New York Times number one bestseller, Obama's America, on mm-hmm. Making the American Dream. And let me tell you, give you a little bit of an essence of the American Dream being unmade. In 2011, the Obama administration was faced with two bids for a $1 billion military contract. Prior to that, he says, Obama routinely advances the interests of foreign companies over those of American companies. In 2011, Obama administration was faced with two bids for a $1 billion military contract. The contract was between Hawker Beechcraft, an American company based in Wichita, Kansas, and the Brazilian company Embraer, which is owned by the Brazilian government. Hawker had worked closely with the Air Force for 2 years, invested more than $100 million preparing to meet the contract's requirements. But at the last minute, who do you think got the contract award? David?
Yeah. And, Mark, this is especially painful to me to hear things like that because, as you know, I worked for 16 years in a defense contracting environment and have worked on many proposals. And you would not believe the effort that a company has to go through in order to do a bid to meet all of the proposal requirements, to have all the T's crossed and the I's dotted so that you have your engineering plan, you have your quality plan, you have just your cost figured out, your cost schedule control system criteria, everything to address the mail and to meet the requirements they're putting out. And it is just a totally labor-intensive and information-intensive effort that companies have to go through, and to see this go to a foreign company because of a political decision is just outrageous, and that in itself should have merited an investigation.
Hawker Beechcraft's loss of the contract, the company confirmed, led to layoffs and, of course, will make part of our national defense dependent on a Brazilian contractor.
Well,
this is... Go ahead, Sean.
Well, look at the minimum wage deal. These people are trying to break this country and give out all our wealth to everybody. That is their main goal.
That is their redistribution of wealth. He told it very clearly to Joe the Plumber during the campaign. And one last example. In another case, the Obama administration, once again operating through the Export-Import Bank, provided $3.4 billion in loan guarantees to Air India, the national airline owned by the Indian government. India used the subsidy to buy new planes and launch nonstop service between Mumbai and New York, undercutting Delta, which had pioneered nonstop flights. Delta was forced to abandon its Mumbai and New York service, and the company has bitterly complained to the Obama administration, accusing it of subsidizing foreign carriers at the expense of American companies and American jobs. Example after example from Dinesh's book, Obama's America. When we come back, we're going to go back to guns, and we're going to talk a little bit about people who have used a gun to defend themselves and how Bloomberg's anti-gun ad backfired. We'll play the ad for you when we come back right after this. Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer five-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. American-made, American-owned. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Now, back to Mark.
Welcome back to the program. You're in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom across America. Coast to coast, from the toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab-fishing vessels in Alaska. New listeners in KVNT, AM 1020. And 92.5 FM. Welcome to the program. It's great to be filling your prescription for freedom up there. You join the Kenai Peninsula and a large swath of that beautiful state you call home, America's last frontier. It's awesome to be sharing some of our time with you today. USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association's Concealed Carry Expo, May 2015. I'm going to be giving you some information on the dates of that coming up after this segment. So pay careful attention because you're going to want to head up to Wisconsin. It's a great time of the year to head up to West Bend, Wisconsin, and participate with thousands and thousands of other like-minded people who will be attending the U.S. Concealed Carry Association's Concealed Carry Expo. Vendors, firearm vendors, and just gear and gadgets and good people and speakers. I'll be there talking to the groups and presenting. We're just going to have a great time. And I'll give you a rundown, as you know, obviously we have some time, but I just kind of want to tease you with that coming up, I believe, the first weekend in May, a couple days after my birthday, actually. So we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to run from about the 8th, 9th, 10th, in that range in May. We're going to have just a super time. So start marking your calendars now. We'll give you more detailed information. We'll give you some URLs and let you know where you can go to find out that good stuff. We're joined now by the Mad Ogre, George Hill, in Carolina. George, the Mad Ogre, how you doing, my friend?
Outstanding, and it's a pleasure and a privilege, as always, to be here.
You better believe it is. It's great to be here. George, you've made some new friends in Anchorage, Alaska area and surrounding communities, including Wasilla. Stretching down towards that, you know, the Kenai Peninsula loves you up there. We get a lot of emails. A lot of people like to grill while armed in Alaska, and we'll initiate new KVNT listeners about grilling while armed in coming shows too. They'll enjoy that. They'll start sending us photographs. Yeah, nothing to grill in Alaska, is there?
Oh, I think they grill moose. That's a specialty. Moose nose.
They grill all kinds of great stuff up there. Oh, and some good salmon. David Kodria, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Always great to be back, and I'm glad to hear you made it in, George. I wasn't sure if you were going to make it in tonight, and my philosophy is, you know, I don't like ogre-free zones, so good to have you.
Hey, Sean.
An ogre-free zone is a dangerous zone to be in.
Sean, it is a dangerous zone. It's always safer with you around, George, you and your beard, I got to tell you, particularly as long as it's growing. Hey, Sean Toe, Bloomberg and his anti-gun Every Town for Gun Safety liar group, front group. Yeah, they're liars. Let's just call it is. Call it. It is what it is.
Well, look who's running it.
They're liars. And we've pointed out many of their lies on this program. They still have one of the biggest that they told, even though it was debunked. CNN debunked it and called them out. Yet they still run the number on their page. And they're 74 school shootings since Newtown.
Oh, well.
Yeah, some crackhead meets his wife at 3 o'clock in the morning to switch kids. She pops him upside the head. He shoots her and kills her, and that's a school shooting because it occurred a block away from the school. Within the, you know, it's this stuff. It's these lies, and we'll continue to point these out. But even though they're debunked, and I say that it's a lie for a reason to point out this egregious lie. Sean, you have a new ad. Bloomberg's group is running an anti-gun ad that has backfired stupendously on them and has made our case for why women need to be armed. I don't know that they expected the backlash. Sean, do you have it queued up? Let's play their ad.
911, what's your emergency?
It's my ex. He's trying to break in.
Do you have a restraining order?
This is my
yes,
house.
Please, my son family. Is here.
Open the door!
I need you to stay calm.
He just broke in the door. You need to come now. Get away from him. Hey. Put him down. Get away. Get out of here.
I'm taking him.
Okay, David, powerful stuff, isn't it?
For us, it sure is.
One of my readers
commented that she should have taken the restraining order and given him paper cuts with it.
Another good point. We're going to tear this apart right now and analyze it, get commentary from George, myself. I'm going to turn it over to you first. The point being here is that radio is theater of the mind, and you couldn't see the video that went with that audio. And what that is, very quickly, is an individual with a restraining order breaking in to his ex's house, child on the couch. The woman rushes to the phone because she has no other way to defend herself. She's mm-hmm. unarmed, because that's the way every town for gun safety wants you. Unarmed, ladies. That's what they're looking for. And, of course, the criminal violates the restraining order. He is armed in violation of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabs the child. She's on the phone with 911, and she is subsequently murdered. Powerful stuff, particularly for our side. David, take it away. Have at it.
Yeah, that's another great point, is that when restraining orders are issued, they typically come with a no-guns order as well. And, you know, the other important point that the video made was something that Oleg Volk, a great photographer and artist, has shown in posters he's made. When seconds count, the police are minutes away.
Mm-hmm. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, your thoughts on that video, or the audio anyway, that you've just heard. Not sure if you've seen the video.
The gun is the great equalizer. A 100-pound woman with a .38 revolver is more than equal to a 200-pound angry, drunk thug trying to come through the door.
Interestingly, George and David, and I'd like to get your comments, both of your comments on this, there's a very real possibility that if he knew she was, in fact, armed prior to a situation like that, he may not have even confronted her there. David, your thoughts?
Yeah, and that's something else that the antis always criticize us on. They say, well, you know, there's far more gun murders than there are people defending themselves with guns killing their assailant. And wait a minute, you're totally discounting the number of incidents that end without violence thanks to the presence of a gun in rational private hands.
Well, you're talking about the same idiot liberals that say that this never happens. If you own a gun, you're more likely to have it used on you. That kind of garbage, that kind of misinformation, that kind of emotional trope. It's just a joke. The fact is, guns are used for self-defense every day.
On average, 2,191 times per day, and that's according to the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Even if you lose, even if you use the federal government and the gun grabbers' own estimates from their own studies, the number is in the high hundreds per day. Now, I'm going to close out with this. Yeah, that's right. They would like you to believe, as Shannon Watts has said before, that's not true. That doesn't happen. Well, that's a big lie. Well, here's a headline from a Manatee County woman. This is from Holmes Beach, Florida. Manatee County woman scares burglar off with a gun, but that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. And here's another one. Netanyahu to U.S. Don't second guess me on Hamas. Oh, I'm sorry. That was just a fun one there that just kind of snuck in there. I can't help that. I like watching Obama and Kerry get told. I guess they got
another
schooled.
Another self-defense issue.
I love the fact they got schooled. Yeah, that's a self-defense issue on a much grander scale. That's why that story is in there. And we have some Fast and Furious news, too. But the ad backfired on Bloomberg tremendously. It proves exactly why you need a firearm. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new tax slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The tax slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the tax slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studio, it's a pleasure to have you here. It's great to be filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network. I have a number of things I want to cover with you quickly. Shanine Allen, do you know who she is? Have you heard of Shanine Allen? you have now, and she needs all of our help.
Yes.
And she needs it desperately, and she needs it quickly. Shanine Allen, very quickly, is a young mother of two, single mom of two, working two jobs in the Philadelphia area. Bought a handgun, took the lessons, required under state law, received her permit. She was a robbery victim twice and decided, you know what, I have to take responsibility for my own safety and the safety of my children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm their mother. I'm all they've got. She was pulled over across the bridge in New Jersey, right across the river from Philadelphia, for making an illegal lane change. And because she is a law-abiding citizen, she notified the police officer that she had the firearm in the car at the time she was pulled over. Little did she know that her nightmare was about to begin. She is now facing many years in a penitentiary in New Jersey. She was jailed for 46 days.
Unbelievable.
Almost lost her children and both of her jobs.
Mm.
For having in her possession a firearm, lawfully carried, miles away across the river in Pennsylvania. This is the draconian nature of New Jersey gun laws. She now faces, she's facing prosecution. The DA has agreed to go after her, and they are going to prosecute her.
For protecting herself.
For protecting herself. And I don't want to hear... Well, you know, she should have known the laws. Yeah, we know that. What this does is points out, again, the draconian nature of the gun laws in New Jersey.
Absolutely.
This is happening in America. And just because it's the law doesn't make it right. Now, she needs our help. EvanNappin.com, EvanNappn. .com. That's her attorney. Evan has been a guest on the show before. He fights for freedom in New Jersey. EvanNappin.com. And when you get to EvanNappin.com, the first thing you're going to see is a link for the Shanine Allen Legal Defense Fund. Click it. You can donate as little as $1. Dig into your couch cushions if you have to. Okay? And help this young mother. It's time we stick together across this country and help this woman fight for her freedom. And by the way, Governor Christie, here's a call to you. Stand up, make a statement, and point out this travesty. And tell American gun owners whose vote you will need, pal. Tell American gun owners that this is what it is, that this is a travesty. And that you will do what you can to change these laws. We know you can't step in and tell the prosecutor what to do. We understand that. But you can make a statement. And gun owners across the country need to know what's happening in New Jersey, particularly if you want to run for president, sir. You've got a long way to go to win the vote of gun owners. Not just conservatives, but gun owners. So do the right thing. Head over to EvanNappin.com. Click on Shanine Allen Legal Defense Fund and help this young mother. You'll see a photograph of her and her two beautiful kids. Do the right thing. This woman needs our help today. Hundreds of you already have. Let's watch that number go up. She's $12,385 into a donation goal of $25,000. There are 72 days to go. She's 49% funded. And Armed American Radio listeners alone can make the difference.
Yes.
I did. You need to do it, too. Step up to the plate.
And, Mark?
Yeah, Sean?
I call for any conservative radio people up there to find out what's going on with this prosecutor. Call their office and interview him. Find out why he's doing this. What's up with this?
That's gun. Say gun. Say gun in a blue state like New Jersey.
Unbelievable.
Some of the worst gun laws in the country in New Jersey.
But these are the same people that want Israel to stop defending itself.
I don't know. I don't know what their position is on that. If you're talking about the Democrats in general, that's a whole different ballgame. You can go there in a different show.
Yeah.
Let's go back to our guest now, David Kodria. David, Gun Owners of America right now is reporting on another story that's huge. and needs to be told. And all, this also, coincidentally, is in Philadelphia, and that is the concealed carry holder averts mass shooting in PA. Gun Owners of America today chided the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee for holding hearings this week to push for more gun control while completely ignoring examples where guns save lives. Recent such case occurred on July 24th in Darby, Pennsylvania. Dr. Lee Silverman saved countless lives after he incapacitated a patient who had armed himself, walked past the gun-free zone sign, and gunned down a caseworker, said Eric Pratt, the director. You want to tell us about that story?
Well, I'm just delighted to see that the hospital did not, you know, do anything other than issue a statement saying that Dr. Silverman is expected back on the job soon, and they did not follow through and terminate him like we've seen happen with, like, Walgreens pharmacists who have stopped robbers and things like that. But, yeah, basically, this doctor ignored the no gun sign because he had good reason to believe that this person was dangerous, and he made sure that he had protection with him. And so when this person with mental problems began to violently assault people with a firearm, the doctor was able to save his own life, and in the process, as you said, save countless unknown lives.
You know, it's fascinating, George, that George Hill, the Mad Ogre, that in a case like this where he violated his company policy, this company at this point, his employer being the hospital, who had a no guns policy, it's fascinating when the district attorney, Jack Whelan, and the police chief, Donald Molyneux, if I'm pronouncing that correct, if not, I apologize, who said this, without a firearm, this guy could have gone out in the hallway and just walked down the offices until he ran out of ammunition. The doctor, Dr. Silverman, absolutely saved countless lives. And the hospital, I guess, George, said, oh boy, you know, he sure did. That gun really worked. If we fire him, we're going to look like those Pizza Hut who fires the driver for defending himself against an attack. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know about defending a pizza, but defending human life is of critical importance. Just because you work in a particular building doesn't mean that you give up your God-given right to self-defense. It's a human right. And a hospital should not be able to take that away. New Jersey should not be able to take that away. If that lady had walked into or driven into Washington, D.C., she would have been just fine. But New Jersey is even more restrictive. And this hospital, you know, showing some leniency here is a good example for what Chris Christie should be doing. Chris Christie, being the governor, could just pardon the lady.
Hey, George?
With the stroke of a pen, he could pardon her.
George?
Yeah.
Were we talking about the same thing here?
Both issues.
Gotcha. Okay, you had me confused there for a little bit. I just want to make sure that listeners know we're talking about that. You're talking about the young lady in New Jersey as well. That we're talking about Shanine Allen, and not to confuse Shanine, who didn't have anything to do with the hospital shooting in Philadelphia, but simply lives in Philadelphia. But yeah, you're absolutely correct about that. And regarding your comments about the pizza, bud, I've had some pizza that was worthy of defending with my life.
Was it grilled pizza?
It was grilled pizza, but I was actually specifically referring to the Pizza Hut, you know, delivery. You read these stories from time to time, David, where a delivery guy gets fired because he used a gun to defend himself while out on a bogus delivery. He gets robbed.
Yeah,
and
you know,
Domino's or Pizza Hut fires the kid, you know.
Yeah, and the point being, it really is not the pizza. If someone is pointing a gun at you and threatening to kill you, forget the pizza. He's threatening your life.
Exactly. When we come back on the Armed American Radio Network, we'll continue the discussion. Some more fun stuff to talk with you about, as usual. Armed American Radio continues right after this. KVNT, great to be with you. We'll be back after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think.
As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back. You know, that's Tom Petty. I love Tom Petty. Mm. He's touring right now.
Really?
And he isn't coming anywhere near me in this state. I don't know why, but he is going to be where I'm going to be the night of one of the Gander Mountain Expos down in Orlando. He will be over in Tampa.
Really?
You know, that's only a 55-minute drive, and I'm thinking, might have to go see Mr. Petty.
Now, who's going to be with him, Loverboy?
Loverboy, I don't know who's with him. I've got to read an email here. and get comments. This is very timely, and I want to point out I'm reading this email as a tease because the writer of this email I have invited onto the program next week. And I apologize to Alberto for taking so long to get to it, but that's what happens when the segments go the way they flow. Dear Mr. Walters, I have to admit that I'm writing this letter with an overwhelming sadness, annoyance, and frustration. You must be wondering what is the cause and what were the feelings, where the feelings are coming from. Please bear with me and let me explain why I'm feeling this way and the root cause of these emotions. I was born in Yucatan, Mexico, and immigrated to the United States of America at the age of 29, legally. After working hard and obtaining my permanent residence, I dreamed about becoming an American citizen. After 3 years of being a permanent resident and paying above $12,000 in fees, my dream came through, and I proudly became a U.S. citizen. Undoubtedly, I'm very proud to have been born in Mexico. However, I feel more blessed for being able to live in this great country that gave me a wonderful woman as a wife and the blessing of a better life and lots of opportunity. Now, why the sadness, annoyance, and frustration? It is incredible for me that a great country like the United States of America, a country that was founded on the most solid rock, which are the Bible values, it is becoming perverted by the liberal thought of a few people that they rather have the Constitution changed or redefined than to educate themselves on how to properly use and store a firearm. You must be wondering who I am to make this remark. Well, allow me to explain in depth my reasoning. I'm an immigrant that worked hard to obtain a citizenship. I am an immigrant and now a citizen that does volunteering work. I'm a citizen that contributes financially to nonprofit organizations that focuses on our communities. I'm a citizen that pays taxes and have never asked anything from the government. More importantly, I am an immigrant that comes from a country where we do not have the right, capitalized, to protect our families, ourselves, and neither our property. I come from a country where you are not only afraid of the bad people with guns, but also from the law enforcement and deeply corrupt judicial system. My annoyance and sadness comes from observing how some Americans are willing to give away this unalienable right to protect themselves and their loved ones. The frustration comes from seeing that there is not a way to make them understand that they should not give away this right. I believe that I appreciate more this right because I never had the privilege to bear arms to protect myself and my family. Now that I'm a citizen, I feel blessed to be entitled to claim this right. To clarify, I said that I feel entitled not just because I'm a USA citizen. I said that I feel entitled because I give back to this great country without asking anything in return. And he goes on, and I will I will read that letter in its entirety next week, and that is from Alberto Gutierrez in Austin, Texas. First of all, Alberto, thank you for writing that. We have corresponded, and I know you're listening now. We've corresponded by email, and Alberto couldn't be more proud, I can tell by our email exchanges, and he's excited to join the program, and we're going to let you hear it in his own voice next week. David, quickly, when we have a letter, that's powerful stuff. And when I got that, it was a no-brainer. Invite this man on the show. Your thoughts on that?
Both he and Dinesh D'Souza are great Americans, are they not?
They are indeed. George Hill, the Mad Ogre.
Absolutely. There's a lot of good people that work hard. They follow the laws, and they contribute to society in a positive manner. I'm all for legal immigration, and this guy coming through, doing everything right, more power to him. I wish him all the best in the world.
We're going to have him on the program next week. We'll let you know where in the schedule. If you want to find out a little bit more about the upcoming programs, you can head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio. facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Click the like button. Join the stadium size group of fans out there. I think we're getting close to 80,000. I haven't looked at it lately. But we'll be up over 100,000 shortly. And, you know, here's the interesting part. We don't buy fans on Facebook. They just come over. We don't have to put little things out there begging for people to come over and like us because they saw an ad or something. People come to Armed American Radio because they're fans of Armed American Radio, and we will continue to explode it. Make sure also to check out the United States Concealed Carry Association and everything they do. Great work over there. Insurance coverage if you carry a firearm. This is stuff that you've got to be prepared for. You have to be prepared for. If you carry a firearm, George, you better be able to use it. You better be willing to use it. You better know how to use it confidently. And you better have some protection because the odds are if you have to, you're going to find yourself in some legal hot water, or you could. Nothing is clear cut, right, George? You train a lot of people yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Training's critical. It's just like riding a motorcycle. You got to take a rider course. Learn how to ride, wear proper equipment, and follow the rules.
David Kodria. Sound advice, isn't it?
It's always pretty much sound advice. The only thing George has ever said that I disagree with is, you know, when he makes fun of me for grilling with gas instead of with coal.
You mean cooking? You mean cooking? Well, hold on a second. You mean cooking with gas outside?
Oh, now, come on now. Let's not argue semantics.
Well, he's not even doing that, though, since he's got those Venturi spiders in there.
Okay, very quickly. I shouldn't have brought it up.
I'm glad you did, because we've got another Grilling While Armed segment coming up next week. Again, Katie Pavlich is some. Here's some great news from Katie Pavlich. This just released. Judge orders DOJ to release Fast and Furious, a list of documents withheld from Congress under Obama executive privilege claim. David, I'm sure you saw it. You're the one that broke the case wide open. Thoughts on it before we end the show?
Yeah. Did Judicial Watch actually get the documents, or are they still kind of waiting? Because I'm looking for a repeat of what we just saw with Palmer, where they will get a stay, and then they'll do an appeal, and this will continue to go on. I'm sorry, color me jaded. I've been with this from the start. I think people should be behind bars. But as you talked about with Dinesh D'Souza, the media is not interested in covering this, and there is so much that we could do an entire program on it, Mark.
Yeah, there is. It's really a shame. Unfortunately, I'm going to agree with you in that respect. We've seen, well, that's why we nicknamed him here anyway, Eric Withholder. I don't anticipate that he's going to willfully give anything to the government or to investigators or to Judicial Watch in this particular case from the Freedom of Information Act. I don't believe he's going to abide by any judge's ruling. This is a lawless individual. This is a lawless administration. And this is a lawless president. And very discouraging to have to say that, David, but I, as much as I hate to do it, I agree with you. In this case, I just hate it.
I've been fighting this one for years, Mark. Fighting this one for years.
I know. I've been intimately involved with you as you've done it. I've watched you do it. We've covered it on this program from virtually day one, and it is just a shame that this is the best the American people can get from their government when it comes to the death of a Border Patrol agent and thousands of other guns being walked across that border and God knows how many people slain. Unbelievable stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. Anchorage, Alaska, KVNT, 1020 AM, 92.5 FM. Great to have you joining the program. Thanks to all of my guests, in particular Tom Palmer, the great Dinesh D'Souza, author, filmmaker. Great to have you here. David Kodria, always a pleasure. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, madogre.com, davidkodria.com, and Tom Palmer, the case that bears his name. Congratulations to him, and thank you. We owe you a debt of gratitude. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters. I'll see you on the radio next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark year. Tell us me by the
clamor now, baby. Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment.
Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.